The four regulative principles of spiritual life, which are no intoxication, gambling, illicit sex, meeting, all this. So a question can be asked, in the four regs, why is there no sex? In Radha and Krishna's pastimes, they enjoy loving union, which is known as sambhog, vilas, or rati keli. If you study the books of Rupa and Sanatan and the six Goswamis, can you get the proper understanding of the confidential transcendental pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Without following the footsteps of the six Goswamis and studying their books, one is bound to fall into the trap of sex life. Which has nothing to do with love of God. But there is such a similarity between Radha and Krishna's confidential loving pastimes and the sex affairs of mundane men and women. But in one, the focus is on one's own self, and in the other, the focus is on Krishna. That's why Krishna's Kaviraj says that Krishna prema is like gold, and mundane sex life is like iron. Loha and Sona. Hema and Sona. So, because in sex life, the woman is thinking, how much pleasure can I get from this man? And that's selfishness. And the man is thinking, how much pleasure can I get from this woman? But in Krishna prema, in love for Krishna, in the gopis' love for Krishna, they're thinking, how much pleasure Krishna can get from me? How can I please Krishna? To the extent they become self-forgetful. They don't even think of themselves. They just merge their feelings and identity, everything for Krishna. They only dress beautifully to give Krishna pleasure, not to enjoy for themselves. Oh, I look so nice. Oh, I look so nice. As soon as they get dressed and someone shows in the mirror, they say, oh, Sakhi, take me quickly. Immediately take me to Nandagaon so Krishna can feast his eyes on this beauty. They don't look in the mirror for one half of a second. As soon as they look, oh, it's good, let's go. Every hair is in place, my nose rings, the jewelry, everything's set nicely. Let's go. Great, perfect, let's go. Let Krishna admire me from head to toe. Let him drink in my beauty and relish every inch of my beauty. Let him enjoy. But in the material world, a woman spends 4 or 5 hours in the mirror. It's called narcissism. Just in love with the self, in love with the body. It's a standard profile. The consciousness is different, although the activity externally appears similar. They have their sambhog vilas, rati keli, divine conjugal union, shringar ras. Oh, and I'm also having my shringar ras. There's a vast difference, an oceanic difference in consciousness, which we're trying to point out. The consciousness is different, although the activities externally appear the same. We have to understand this from the angle of internal consciousness. When the activities completely focus on oneself, so this is what material sex life is. The complete focus is on sex life. Therefore, every religion puts some restriction on sex life, because sex life makes you completely self-centered, completely engrossed in the material body. Me-centered. My pleasure. It's a nice understanding, huh? Sex life makes you completely self-centered, completely engrossed in the body. You have to identify with the body 100%, otherwise you can't enjoy sex life. So that's why Yan Maitunadi Griya Medi Sukami Tucham, there's all these verses in Bhagavatam about sex life and Maitunyagara, how it becomes so entangling. Because you first of all, you 100% identify with your own body, and then you 100% identify with the other person's body. So now you're 200% in bodily consciousness. If you're just by yourself, you're 100%, you're about maybe thinking some other people sometime. But when you're thinking of sex life, you're only thinking of, I've got to get it. I need it. I want it. I have to have it. So that means, and it's totally centered on the body, 100%. You have to identify with the body, the material body, 100%. Otherwise, you can't enjoy sex life. The more you identify with this material body, the more you are away, the more you are away from and separated from the pure spirit soul. When you're 100% in spiritual consciousness, on the opposite extreme, also the activities are similarly external. So there's a big danger of misunderstanding the description of Radha and Krishna's internal leelas, intimate leelas. The only way to understand is follow the path of Rupa and Sanatana and Lord Chaitanya, who himself depicts the mood. No one can approach Radha and Krishna directly. You can't enter Braj without following the process given by the Goswamis. Right. Vishaya chariya kave shudahave man kave hama heribho shri brindavindam. Vishaya chariya kave. So by studying the lives of the Goswamis, we get inspirations. Nidra hara vihara kari vijato chatyanta dino chayo. Day and night, they conquered over eating and sleeping. Ahara Nidra, by hearing and chanting Sankhya Purvaka Namagana Natavi Kalava Sannikrito. They were just absorbed in hearing and chanting about Krishna, Radha Krishna Gunas Matira Madhurima Nandena Samoito. They were immersed in their gun and lila, and by this way they conquered all material things and absorbed themselves in the Seva Bhava, in this blissful experience of internal Krishna consciousness. So we hear about them, we study them, we get strength, we pray to them. Ichai Gosai Kori Chananan Vandan Yohoite Bignanash Abhishta Puran Sri Upshi Sanatan Bhattaragana Sri Jiva Gopala Bhattadasaragana. And we get our Abhishta, we get the fulfillment of our innermost desire to realize Krishna and serve Krishna and Radha and Krishna together. And we don't, when we become free from the plane of misunderstanding. So we can't enter Braj without following the process given by the Goswamis. There's no other way you can realize this fact of an anyabhilashita shunyam. So, this is a nice little point. Yes.
But what does it exactly mean that following the footsteps of the Goswamis practically speaking on a day-to-day basis? How I'm on such a low platform to follow in the footsteps of the Goswamis?
Yeah, well that's, in one sense, and the level of Vaidhi, there's following has different meanings on the level of Vaidhi sadhana and Raghunuga sadhana. There's two types of sadhana. The following is specific. The level of Rag, you follow a specific resident of Vrindavan, there's generally one of the Goswamis. Well, it could be an Angamantri or who's Janama Mata. But in level of Vaidhi sadhana, following the six Goswamis, like Prabhupada said, if you want to know what it means to follow the six Goswamis and study the prayer of Srinivasacharya and try to emulate the teachings, become non-envious, become nirmatsa, become dira dira jana priya priya karo. Try to see the Lord in everyone's heart so you don't envy anyone. Hey Baba, shine my shoes. Hey Baba. So you know, we have to see that, hey Prabhu, we see everyone as Prabhu. You are my master and I am your servant, daso smi. It's a slight different angle of vision. No one is my appointed servant, but I am everyone's appointed servant. So this following the Goswamis practically in our everyday life means to study their teachings and study their lives.
Study what teachings?
Their books.
Which books?
Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and apply it in your life. Upadeshamrita, apply it in your life. Vacha Vegam, Manasa Gaura Vegam. This means following the Goswami.
These two books you suggest are the most important.
Yes, and Vaidhi Sadhana. And then Manashiksha for Raghunath Das Goswami. And Brihad Bhagavatamrita by Sanatana Goswami. These are all foundational books. This is, means following them, following their teachings, and studying their teachings, understanding their teachings, and practicing them. This is a very practical thing.
After that, any book?
Anyway, I'm printing a book about all that. Start with that. There's only one verse that'll keep you busy for a few lifetimes.
Yes, the first one.
Vacho Vegam Manasakrota Vegam Jiva Vedram Vastar Vegam Etan Vegam Yovisha Hetadira Sarvapiman Api, you know, it's just shit, whatever it is.